Welcome to Journal Club for March 14th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. Imagine that you want to go into the electric scooter rental business. You've got the consumer side figured out. You found a city that will let you operate. You've got insurance, you've got a website and an app all running on AWS, and a go-to-market strategy. You're set. Now you just need to figure out where to get your scooters. Buying existing scooters and rebranding them doesn't really suit your taste. You want something unique, so you've decided to build them. Now you just need a manufacturing facility. Raw materials come in, and scooters go out. Compared to building your web services, this is no walk in the park. Physical product manufacturing is extremely difficult, resource-intensive, and time-consuming. So you wonder out loud, why isn't there a better way? Why can't I put together a manufacturing process the way I put together my cloud backend? Why can't I just cobble together cloud services to create the unique blend of primitives and resources that I need to power my business? Why doesn't that exist? As it turns out, it does. There's a whole industry that does this. It's called cloud manufacturing, CMFG. In cloud manufacturing, a business can assemble a complete production workflow by selecting and integrating on-demand manufacturing services just the way you'd compose a web service from compute, storage, and networking services. The only issue is, there are now dozens of service offerings from many different vendors. They all have different quality levels, different delivery timelines, and different pricing. So when you're putting together a manufacturing plan for the new item you want to produce, you need some way to survey the landscape of available options and choose the specific vendors, products, and services you'll use for each step of your process. This is what's called service composition, the act of selecting and integrating different cloud-based manufacturing services to form a complete production workflow. And service composition is tricky. The number of possible service combinations is enormous, and each service is different and the environment is dynamic. Services can change or become unavailable at any time. In this paper, the authors attempt to make service composition just a little bit easier. They're introducing two main ideas to this process. One is a new algorithm that mashes up two existing algorithms, and the other is something called similar integer coding. In order to understand what any of that is, we need to start by taking a look at how service composition is usually performed. Then we'll turn to the basics of normal integer coding and discuss how similar integer coding is different. Lastly, we'll explore their new algorithm and walk through the trade-offs it's making in the search for more optimal solutions. Let's jump in. In service composition, each manufacturing task, such as material processing, assembly, quality control, or logistics, can be fulfilled by different service providers. Each provider offers varying performance in terms of cost, speed, reliability, and availability. The challenge lies in identifying the optimal combination of services that meet the required constraints while maximizing overall quality of service metrics. Traditional approaches rely on optimization algorithms that evaluate possible configurations and refine them iteratively to find the best possible solution. Given the vast number of potential combinations, brute force search is computationally infeasible, making heuristic and meta-heuristic optimization strategies the tools of choice. These methods, like genetic algorithms, particle swarm optimization, ant colony optimization, etc., attempt to balance global exploration with local refinement, ensuring that the system converges on a near-optimal solution within a reasonable timeframe. Integer coding plays a crucial role in structuring this optimization process by providing a compact representation of the service configurations. Instead of directly handling complex service descriptions or raw QoS parameters, integer coding assigns a unique integer value to each available service, allowing algorithms to efficiently manipulate and compare service combinations. In this representation, a candidate solution that is a complete set of selected services for a given manufacturing workflow is encoded as a vector of integers, with each integer corresponding to a specific service for a given task. This abstraction significantly reduces the complexity of the search space, making it easier for optimization algorithms to perform crossover, mutation, or gradient-based adjustments to refine solutions. The issue is, Traditional integer coding methods treat all services as distinct entities without considering their functional or qualitative similarities. This can lead to inefficiencies in local search, as small changes in integer values may result in disproportionately large changes in quality of service outcomes. Moreover, when an optimal service is unavailable due to dynamic conditions, the algorithm lacks an inherent mechanism to replace it with a similar alternative. So while integer coding provides a structured approach, it has limitations in capturing the nuanced relationships between similar services. This is where similar integer coding comes in. Similar integer coding incorporates an awareness of service similarity. Instead of treating each service as an entirely distinct option, this approach groups services with comparable quality of service attributes into clusters before assigning integer codes. These clusters are formed based on a similarity measure, specifically cosine similarity, which evaluates how close two services are in terms of key performance metrics. Cosine similarity is a mathematical technique that measures the angle between two vectors in a multidimensional space, rather than their absolute distance. In the context of surface composition, each service can be represented as a vector of its QoS attributes, where each attribute, that is execution time, cost, reliability, corresponds to a dimension. The cosine similarity score between two services is computed as the dot product of their vectors divided by the product of their magnitudes, resulting in a value between negative 1 and 1. A similarity score close to 1 indicates that the services have nearly identical quality of service characteristics, while a score closer to 0 or negative values suggests that they are dissimilar or even opposites in certain aspects. By applying this similarity metric, similar integer coding ensures that services with highly comparable quality of service attributes are placed within the same cluster. This allows for structured and meaningful integer assignments rather than arbitrary ones. This kind of encoding allows the optimization process to make finer-grained adjustments when refining solutions. Instead of randomly jumping to a completely different service when attempting an improvement, the algorithm can first explore nearby alternatives within the same similarity group, leading to smoother transitions and more predictable changes in quality of service outcomes. In this paper, similar integer coding is integrated into the service composition process to enhance both local search efficiency by ensuring that minor adjustments lead to controlled changes in quality of service, and global search adaptability by allowing the algorithm to replace unavailable services with the closest viable alternatives. This similarity-aware encoding significantly improves the algorithm's ability to navigate large and dynamic service repositories, reducing instability in solution quality while ensuring that the final manufacturing workflow remains optimized under changing conditions. Now, we've talked about the algorithm they're using abstractly so far, but now it's worth taking a little time to dive into it. They call it Whale-Goshawk Optimization, WGO, and it's a mashup of WOA and NGO, the Whale Optimization Algorithm, and Northern Goshawk Optimization. Let's look at these two component algorithms first, and then return to the mashup. The whale optimization algorithm, WOA, is inspired by the hunting behavior of humpback whales. You've probably seen this in nature shows. The whales use a technique called bubble net hunting, where they spiral around prey while blowing bubble rings to trap and concentrate the fish. In WOA, this behavior is modeled using position updates that allow the candidate solutions to spiral inward towards the best known solution while also exploring alternative regions of the search space. The algorithm excels at global exploration, meaning it can efficiently cover a broad solution space to identify promising regions for optimization. However, WOA struggles with local refinement, meaning that once it gets close to an optimal solution, it has difficulty fine-tuning its position to make small, precise improvements. The Northern Goshawk Optimization Algorithm, NGO, is based on the predatory behavior of the Northern Goshawk, a bird known for its rapid attack strategies and the precise tracking of moving prey. NGO consists of two key phases. One, prey identification and attack, where the goshawk locks onto its target. And two, chase and escape, where it continuously refines its position to catch fast-moving prey. This makes NGO an excellent algorithm for local exploitation, as it can quickly hone in on the best possible solution in a given region with fine-tuned adjustments. That being said, it lacks strong global search capabilities, meaning it can get stuck in local optima, suboptimal solutions that seem good but aren't globally the best. By combining these two approaches, WGO, the new mashup, attempts to leverage the global search strength of the whales, of WOA, with the local refinement of the birds, the NGO. The algorithm first uses WOA spiral-based movements to explore the broader search space, identifying promising regions where high-quality service compositions might exist. Then once a strong candidate solution is found, the algorithm shifts to NGO's precise tracking behavior to refine the selection, making small adjustments to improve quality of service while avoiding major disruptions to the workflow. This two-stage process helps WGO achieve a balance between exploration and exploitation, ensuring that it doesn't get stuck too early in local optimum while still fine-tuning service selections for maximum efficiency. The trade-off is that WGO inherits some computational overhead from both algorithms. Because it runs two different optimization strategies sequentially, it can require more iterations than a simpler heuristic approach. Additionally, the transition between WOA's global search and NGO's local search must be carefully managed. If the switch happens too soon, the algorithm may converge prematurely before finding the best solution. Conversely, if the switch happens too late, valuable time may be wasted exploring suboptimal regions before refining the solution. To evaluate their new algorithm and its integration with similar integer coding, the authors pitted the system against several established meta-heuristics. They generated synthetic datasets that simulated real-world cloud manufacturing conditions, incorporating thousands of candidate services with varying quality of service parameters, such as execution time, cost, uncertainty, and reliability. The evaluation involved multiple scenarios where the number of subtasks in a manufacturing process varied between small, that is 10 tasks, and large, 50 tasks. Performance was measured based on how close each algorithm solutions were to the globally optimal solution, with a fitness function aggregating quality of service attributes. The result showed that WGO consistently outperformed the other algorithms, achieving significantly lower optimization error and faster convergence. This means that it reached near optimal solutions with fewer iterations. This improvement was particularly evident in scenarios with high task complexity, where traditional algorithms like GA and PSO struggled due to their weaker local search capabilities. The trade-off for WGO was that it is computationally expensive and more complex to implement. If you'd like to dive deeper into their new algorithm, read through the logic of the previous algorithms, or learn more about integer coding, I'd highly recommend that you download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.